This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond, Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
Welcome. I'm Colin Armstrong with Aesthetica on Joy 94.9. I'd like to thank Simon Terry from Silver Sounds for a fabulous hour of music, and also thanks to Rod for the Joy News. You're on Joy 94.9. Today's a little different. In the Joy studio, a little different on Aesthetica, I should say. In the Joy studio in Melbourne, we have Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Colin. How are you going?
Very well. And up in the top end of Australia, live from Darwin, that's me. I'm actually broadcasting this from Darwin today, and we are bringing Aesthetica to you from the top end. It's Aesthetica's Christmas top end of Australia special. So hopefully everything will work today very well. And on the show today, I'm going to explore the culture of Lichfield Gorge. I've got a guest, Jackie Pierce. Jackie's from the Asia Pacific Out Games. Now, they're on in Darwin next year in 2014. We're going to have a little Christmas music and some other tracks as well. And I also chat to Mark about what he's doing.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong and Aesthetica.
Hi, yes, you're with Aesthetica on Joy 94.9. I'm very pleased to say on the line I've got Jackie Pierce. Now, Jackie Pierce is with Asia Pacific Out Games for Darwin 2014. And Jackie is actually going to be talking to me from the Blue Mountains in New South Wales. I'm in her hometown of Darwin, and so it's really quite amazing. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi, Colin.
So nice to talk with you this afternoon, and welcome to Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
Now, Jackie, I am in your hometown of Darwin this afternoon, and we've had a beautiful tropical storm. What a beautiful city you live in.
Oh, look, Colin, it is indeed a beautiful place, and it's going to be a lovely and unique environment for the Darwin Out Games next year in May.
And go on, sorry.
Just encourage everyone to really think about that opportunity to be in a beautiful, dry, lovely, hot environment with hopefully thousands of other lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and queer people.
It is going to be a wonderful time. Now, and it's a beautiful city to have the Asia Pacific Out Games in, I must admit. Now, just tell me, Jackie, what's your role with Out Games?
Colin, I have a couple of roles. I'm on the board organising the entire event, and I'm also convening the Human Rights Forum, Power Through Action. So what's important about the Out Games movement is it's built on three pillars. So it has sports, human rights and culture. So the week-long program is built around those three pillars.
Okay. Now, I dare say in this fantastic city in the Northern Territory, the venues are going to be for the activities are going to be right across the city.
They are. So we've taken over pretty much most of the sporting facilities. And of course, many of the events in our cultural program will be outdoor type events because the city lends itself to that. Beautiful sunsets and the sort of weather that really supports outdoor events. So we'll have dinners and we'll have gay history walking tours and films down at our lovely Deck Chair Cinema, which is an outdoor cinema that some people may have heard of and in fact even been to. We'll have many parties, including a pool party one evening, again, because it's such a lovely environment to have that kind of outdoor pool party activity.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe Jackie, that Olivia has been on the locker room here on Joy 94.9, talking to the boys about the sports areas. But I'd like to talk a bit about the cultural areas of the Out Games, as Aesthetica is all about arts and culture. Yep. Now, I believe there's going to be a feature of a gay walk the city of Darwin. Is that correct?
There is. So Dino Hodge, who lived in the territory for many years, will be conducting some gay history tours across the week. And as part of the Human Rights Forum, we are also collaborating with the Lesbian and Gay Archives to develop a queer history symposium, which will be on just before the Human Rights Forum.
That sounds wonderful to have all that history and to then hear about all that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a rich history, like in many places of Australia over the years, which have really marked, bettering the human rights for, particularly in those old days, gay and lesbians. And so I think it really builds on that theme, which we'll be focusing on in the Human Rights Forum, which is specifically about the expression of our voices, particularly having experienced human rights abuses, and then how we use that energy to build social movements for change.
That sounds really great and really a positive way to move forward there, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So lovely building on those themes, I think, having our gay history tours.
Oh, absolutely. And culturally speaking, apart from the gay history tours, what else is on offer to for the Out Games?
So we'll start off with a big outdoor opening ceremony, and a theme right through our cultural program will, of course, be our very important Indigenous culture in the territory. Darwin mm-hmm. is the home of the Larrakia people, and we've already been working closely with some of the Larrakia people, and one of the artists, Gulawin, in fact, did the artwork for the logo for the Human Rights Forum. Mm-hmm. And we'll have dance and other performances. Of course, we'll have our very famous Darwin drag queens performing at various events.
They're
pretty special, I have to say, and known far and wide. We'll also have a number of different parties, I said. So we'll have a men's party and a women's party, our pool party, a closing party, and also our queer alternate party. We'll have a women's space that'll be open across the week. We've got some karaoke going on. We've been very lucky. A chef, Sal Del Rosario from Manila, who's a Michelin star chef, is coming to do some cooking classes. Mm-hmm. So we've certainly got quite a diverse set of events happening across the week. And on top of that, lots of special tours out to some of the premium natural places around Darwin too, so out to Lichfield and Kakadu and some of the other places that I'm sure visitors will be wanting to visit and experience.
Sounds wonderful. Jackie, I want to talk with you some more, but would you mind terribly if we just took a break for some sponsorship? Because I do want to talk about the volunteers that are working for the Games and also about some of the other cultural parts around Darwin that people can take the opportunity. Would you mind staying on the line for me?
Yeah, sure. Speak to you soon, Colin.
Yeah, I'm with Jackie Pierce, and we're from the Darwin Out Games, and talking to me this afternoon, and we'll be back shortly. You're on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica.
And this afternoon, I'm with Jackie Pierce, who's with the Asia Pacific Out Games, which are going to be here in Darwin in 2014. And prior to listening to those messages, we were talking to Jackie about what was on in and around the city and the parties and how the opening and closing ceremonies. Now, of course, Jackie, as you're aware, and as I dare say everyone else is aware, I'm actually broadcasting live from Darwin today, and I've got the opportunity to talk to you on the other side of Australia because, of course, it's that time of the year when everyone takes a break and hence my excuse for coming to Darwin. A beautiful city, but there's so much more to see outside the city, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And Kakadu is another highlight. Litchfield Park, a beautiful national park. Would I be correct in saying it's around about 2 hours out of Darwin?
Yeah, so Litchfield's a couple of hours down the track. Kakadu about 3 hours. So everything's reasonably close. There's also some beautiful spots down at Catherine, Nitmaluk, and the Catherine Gorge. So there's no end of very beautiful scenic places to visit. And, of course, we have a partnership with Corporate Traveller who have secured lots of different bookings for us, and I'd encourage anyone to follow that up from our website if you're interested in making some bookings, and they'll be organising some special pink tours out to some of these absolutely unique and beautiful scenic venues.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity yesterday, Jackie, to go and to go out to Litchfield, and I would actually recommend everybody that comes to the Out Games to take a day at the end of the Out Games or at the beginning to go out and see Litchfield. It's just one of the most beautiful national parks, I think, that I've been in for some time. It really is. It was so peaceful and tranquil, but just gorgeous at the same time. Let me talk about, if I may, about a bit more about the Out Games. Now, you, of course, you're on Joy 94.9, and ours is we do a completely volunteer based at Joy, and I dare say that you have been seeking volunteers or a lot of volunteers working for the Out Games, and I actually happened to see on social media recently that about volunteers. So you're looking for more volunteers or to continue on?
Yes, Colin. Thanks for raising that. We are looking for lots more volunteers. The entire Out Games is run by volunteers, and we've had a small and very hard-working committee, and we're now expanding into a much bigger group of volunteers. And to actually put on the whole event, we'll need lots and lots of volunteers. So if anyone's interested, our registration to become a volunteer is already open. And as well as our registration for supporters and registrations for either the sports program or the Human Rights Forum. So if you're thinking of coming to Darwin and have a bit of spare time, we've certainly had a number of people just emailing in saying, I'll be around if I can help out. It will be, you know, a pretty exciting week. So if you're thinking about coming and have a bit of time, we'd really appreciate any support.
Well, it's going to be an amazing week. Now, I could be talked into coming back to Darwin. So, you know, I'm going to have to keep that on my to-do list and about maybe even volunteering here for the Out Games, because it would be just so great to see. Of course, in 2008, Melbourne had the Out Games and of course, it's really great to see it in Darwin. Now, not only are there the sports, there's dance sports as well as the Human Rights Forum and the cultural activities. Am I correct there?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have about 18 sports, and it's a pretty wide array, but it does include dance sport and, of course, roller derby, which is, you know, one of becoming very famous with a big cult following. And we have our very own Darwin team who are extremely excited and get into as many roller derby competitions as they can possibly manage. And it's a big event when it's on up here.
It'll be really good. Now, I dare say the best way to communicate about the Out Games is to go to your incredibly comprehensive website there at all the W's, outgames.com.au. And any information that anybody would need to come to the Art Games would be there?
Yeah, so we're keeping that website regularly updated. Stay tuned. It's just about to have its own radical update. So we should have our new fabulous and glamorous website up by the end of December. But nonetheless, the information is available right now at www.darwinartgames.com.au, and plenty of email contacts if people have got questions. So you can find one of us pretty easily if there's extra information that anyone needs.
And is there a link there to volunteers so that they get, if there's anybody who wants to come to Darwin to volunteer, is there a link on the website for that?
Yep. So link to the volunteer registration, link to human rights registration, and link to the cultural program and travel bookings as well.
It sounds amazing. Jackie, it's really been fantastic for you to join me today on Aesthetica. Now, closer to the game, if you'd like to connect with us and talk more about how it's going and how the planning's going and all of that, we would be absolutely delighted to have you or one of your colleagues back on Aesthetica on Joy 94.9, because it really is fantastic to have this diversity and have games like this and really support the LGBTI communities and be great to engage with everybody that's going to be there. So it sounds like a wonderful week-long program I wish you all the best with the organising up to it and, of course, a happy and safe holiday season. Thank you so much for being on Joy 94.9 today.
Thank you, Colin. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and I'd love to chat again closer to the time just to make sure everyone's well updated on how it's all going, and really enjoyed the opportunity to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Jackie. All the best.
Yep, thanks, Colin. Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Colin Armstrong on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy with Mark Haddon and Colin Armstrong with Aesthetica. The track we played prior to going to our messages there was the amazing Gurumul. Gurumul came to Melbourne as part of the Melbourne Festival, and he performed at the Maya Music Bowl. He's an incredibly talented Indigenous singer, and his music is just awesome. It just mesmerised me the whole night. It's just an incredible performance. So I hope you enjoyed the track, I Was Born Blind. Mark, I believe that the grid for season one for Joy, starting 6th of January, has been announced.
It has indeed. There was a bit of an announcement last week here at Joy.
Yeah, and I believe that congratulations are in order for you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, I was. I've been lucky enough to be given my own show, believe it or not.
You're not leaving Aesthetica, I heard, as well.
No, I'm sticking with Aesthetica. I'm going to be here to back you up, Colin. Don't worry about that.
But thanks for that. And so when is it and what is it?
It will be very late on a Monday night. It's 11 p.m. and it's going to be called The Woods, and it's for all those listeners out there who are part of the bear community or admirers or friends of, and we'll be talking about all things bear.
Sounds wonderful. I dare say you're in preparation stages at the moment, so I certainly wish you the best for it, and we'll talk about it closer to the time. But it is new grid will be available when you can see your shows on the Joy website, and that's joy.org.au.
But of course, Colin, sorry, that's not the only show that's had a bit of a change.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Yes, yeah. You reminded me. Sorry. Yes, it's true. Aesthetica is moving to 4 p.m. On a Sunday, which is really, really exciting. So we're going 1 hour earlier, and we'll be there at 4 p.m. But, of course, ably assisted by our program support, Marcus. And of course yourself. So I'm really looking forward to 2014 as we explore more about arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. So it's going to be really quite exciting, and I'm certainly looking forward to the move and the change for that as well. So, and we'll all be there as a team, bringing as much as we can about arts and culture to the Joy community, which is really fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if you weren't with us at the top of the hour, you may not be aware that I'm actually broadcasting this live from Darwin, and where I am currently, and of course the amazing Mark is helping me in the Joy Studio. And I dare say that when, you know, I'm sort of having a bit of a break here, Mark. I'm back for next week's show, but I've been here a couple of days enjoying the culture up here and the community, and it's wonderful, and some warm weather.
I bet it is.
Some very, very humid warm weather, but it's great, and some tropical storms, and I came here to view the storms, so I'm really looking forward to the next few days because there's quite a few storms broadcast.
Aesthetica on Joy 94.9.
And Colin, you're still up there in the top end, I hope.
Yes, still up in the top end. I'm here for a few more days, and I'd just like to talk about what's here, Mark.
Yeah, what's been happening up there, Colin?
Well, you know, as I said when I was talking to Jackie, I went out to the amazing Litchfield Park yesterday, which is a big day trip of seeing swimming holes and waterfalls, and just the most amazing national park that used to be owned by huge cattle stations up here. And there's a huge sort of culture and image in with that, and there's no cattle stations anymore, but it is one of the most beautiful national parks I've been to, so it's just amazing. But the city of Darwin also, Mark, supports arts and culture so well in the top end. The actual city sponsors major arts and cultural festivals, including Sculpture in the Park, the Darwin Fringe, the Nightcliff Sea Breeze Festival, and of course the Darwin Festival. I think Darwin at this time of the year came to us quite a number of years ago, over 35 years ago, through media and news. But Australia's most northern and only tropical arts festival was born out of the destruction and devastation of a natural disaster. It happened over 35 years ago, and Cyclone Tracy tore through the Northern Territory capital city on Christmas Eve in 1974. Unfortunately, it certainly did leave its fatalities and a lot of residents homeless. Some people talked about abandoning it altogether, but others were more determined to rebuild. And in 1977, the then Northern Territory Director of Health, Dr. Charles Gerd, suggested celebrating the town's revival with a festival. That festival has turned into an 18-day feast of music, theatre and dance, and so much more in, you know, a beautiful tropical city, a beautiful city that we've got here. There's so much building going on here, I notice when I'm around town. Fabulous restaurants, really, really great infrastructure. And so when I'm talking about, you know, the most amazing Darwin Festival that goes for 18 days, it would be just so great to be here to witness it. I dare say I can't come to Darwin to do that and also come for the Out Games all in the one year. But there's so much offer in this tropical city. It's just amazing, Mark. You've sort of got to be here to.
It sounds amazing. I have to admit, yeah. I've never been
have
to Darwin.
Been
no, never.
No, I haven't been here for a number of years, but I want to come back and see some of the culture. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get up there, I think. It's definitely
Absolutely.
One spot I want to get to.
Absolutely, and it's got, as I said, beautiful weather and some great people here. And the arts and culture, when I go around and I see posters and I've looked at some theatres and I've looked at some of the Indigenous culture and art here, it really is well worth seeing. And I only hope that me talking about that today on Aesthetica can really hopefully get people here for Out Games, and if not then a bit later in the year when there's so much going on in the this amazing top-end city. You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong and Aesthetica. So it's been, you know, it's been an absolute joy to be able to bring you Aesthetica from Darwin, with the support of Mark, my panel operator in Melbourne. And it's been great to talk to Jackie Pierce, also from Out Games. And, you know, it's I certainly very much promote looking, checking that out and looking at that.
It's been quite a feat going all around Australia today, hasn't it, Colin? Oh my God.
Yeah, it has. Thanks, Mark, for that. It has. It's just been an amazing joyride for me today.
I know. We've been to the Blue Mountains, to back to Melbourne, but mainly in Darwin.
Yeah, and it's all about arts and culture, which is even more amazing. Well, it's nearly the end of the hour. We've been broadcasting live from Darwin this afternoon. I've had the opportunity to be in Darwin and checking out arts and culture. We've actually spoken to Jackie Pierce from Out Games. We've talked a little bit about the Darwin Festival. Great city to really get the some fabulous shows here. And, of course, I've been supported amazingly out of the Joy 94.9 studios in Melbourne by the fabulous panel operator I've got there, Mark Haddon, and Marcus as our program support. Thank you so much, guys.
That's all right, Colin, not a problem. And have a very Merry Christmas up there in the top end.
Yeah, and I'd like to say, anyone who connects with Aesthetica, I wish you happy holidays and a really nice time. Aesthetica will be back in Melbourne. We'll both be in Melbourne next week, and we're going to reflect on what we've done over the last couple of seasons on Aesthetica. We're also going to have some great music, so I'm really looking forward to sitting across from you, Mark.
Lovely.
And so that we can do that. But look, I think it's timely. It's another place I'd love to be at this time of the year.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.